one who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has verily angered Allah. Angered Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, welcome to a brand new silsila of regarding disobedience towards parents and unfortunate children. So inshallah in this silsila, we will bring to you regarding the status and the maqam and the respect of parents. And inshallah also along with many other things, pious parents and disobedient children, how children become disobedient, how fortunate are we? Was it worth it? How we behave with them? Will we get this opportunity again with our parents if they pass away? And also respecting, also repentance and asking forgiveness from your parents. Inshallah, before we start, let's try to make some good intentions to attain reward. It is mentioned in hadith that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And the more righteous intention we will make, inshallah, in watching this silsila, the more reward we will be able to attain. Always make the intention that I'm watching any silsilas on Madani channel for the sake, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to gain reward, to gain religious knowledge. Inshallah, let's listen to the blessings of durood upon the best of mankind, our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night, will attain my intercession on the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, just to gain the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how easy it is just reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. Try to make it a habit. Whenever we get up after performing wudu, freshening up, always get into a habit. At least try to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 10 times in the morning. And like this, before going to sleep, try to make a routine that before going to sleep, that we'll recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at least 10 times. And inshallah, the blessing which we will get, that we'll get the intercession of the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on that day in such a place, we will need the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So my dear Islamic brothers, this new silsila we bring to you about disobedience towards parents and unfortunate children. Inshallah, today's silsila we will talk about, before we go on to the disobedient side of, let's learn inshallah, and in today's silsila, this episode today, we will talk about the respect of parents. And alhamdulillah, you will find in different narrations in book of history regarding examples of respecting the parents. Many examples could be given from the lives of the great awliya Allah regarding respecting parents. And inshallah, let's listen to one of these little stories. And the great personality is Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami Rahmatul Alayh. You might have heard this waqia before, but let's refresh ourselves, let's refresh our iman and learn regarding the maqam of our parents and respecting the parents. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami Rahmatul Alayh, he was a great wali of Allah at a great maqam and status. But even when it came to respecting and honoring his parents, he would humble himself in front of his parents, especially his mother. And the very famous story is, the Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, his mother asked for water on a very cool night. Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi went to fetch the water. When he came back, he found that his mother had fallen asleep. And he didn't want to wake his mother up. He held the glass of water standing beside the head of his mother throughout the night till his mother woke. And she saw Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi standing there, and he presented that glass of water to his mother. As he was presenting this glass of water, because it was such a cold night, the drops of water which were falling from the side of the glass had frozen to his fist, to his hand. And as he was passing this glass of water to his mother, when the mother took the glass of water, skin peeled off from his blessed hands with this glass because of being frozen. When the mother saw this, she asked how this had happened. Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, he explained the whole story. Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, mother then made dua. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with him. You also be pleased with him. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, just think for a moment how these great pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, and how unique they were in respecting and honoring the parents. Could we imagine that? Could we do such actions today? For example, when our parents are asking us for a glass of water, today we fail to go even get a glass of water, and it doesn't even take long to bring it towards our parents and to give them. But look at the great awliya Allah. They would bring the glass of water. Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, he bought this glass of water and he found his mother resting. He found his mother sleeping. And look at this. He did not want to disturb his mother. Imagine, could we stand in front of our parents like this throughout the night with a glass of water, in with the intention that whenever they wake that we would present this glass of water? This was unique with the awliya Allah, the pious people of Allah. And their lives are examples for us, so that we can follow these examples, we can adopt these examples, and we can learn the true respect and the honor of our parents. My dear Islam brothers, respecting the parents is a great privilege. And the Holy Quran talks about how we should honor and respect our parents. It says in Surah Bani Israel, in Para 15, in ayat number 23 and 24, is mentioned, translation from Kanzul Iman. Listen carefully to this translation. And treat your parents with goodness if one of them or both of them reach old age in front of you. Do not say even oof to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them words of respect, and spread for them the arms of humbleness, and soften your heart, and request humbly that, oh my Lord, have mercy on both of them, just as they brought me up in my childhood. In the commentary of this above mentioned ayat, it is stated, blessed ayah implies that your Lord has commanded you to observe righteousness behavior towards your parents with extreme kindness, because the way your parents have done a great favor upon you. Hence, it is obligatory for you as well to treat them nicely in the same manner as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to treat our parents with honor, with respect, especially when they reach old age. My dear Islam brothers, this is where the real test comes and how we should be respecting our parents. A brother mentioned to me, I asked him regarding him attending ijtimaas of Dawat Islami, and he said he could not. He says his father got to such a stage that his father would forget. Even if a glass of water is in front of him, his father will forget. And he says that I need to be in the court of my parents, so that whenever my father requests his water, I try to present him with this water. And Islam with us. People still in our time have this type of mindset, have this type of way of respecting and honoring their parents. And we should all try to respect and honor our parents in this way. My dear Islam brothers, how can we respect our parents first of all? Today, we don't even know how to respect our parents. In simple, whenever our parents call us, whatever permissible task they give us to do, we should try to do it straight away. And it's easy. Whenever our parents, to be honest with you, we should be one step in advance. You know that your parents are in need of something, you should be watching them. If your parents are in need of a glass of water, And oh, they've just come from outside and it's a hot day. We should be going forward and filling a glass of water and presenting it in this court and respecting them in this way. It's not just with a glass of water, but whatever their needs are. If they want us to be in their company, we should try to spend our time in their company. Whenever they call us, we should try to be there. Whatever they ask us to go and get for them, we should try to get for them. And inshaAllah, through serving them in this way, especially at old age when it becomes difficult, when they will ask you again and again of little items or little things, but try to be there to serve them, inshaAllah. Through this, we will able to gain blessings and also, inshaAllah, will gain Jannah through serving them. Also, another thing, my dear Islam brothers, always pray for your parents. Sadly, today, so many of us, we will pray for ourselves, we will pray for our children, but we tend to forget regarding our parents. Always pray for their well being. Always pray, wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them a long life. And make dua specifically for them and their long life and their good health. And also pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they reach old age, that Allah gives you the ability, gives us the ability to serve them and look after them at this old age. And my dear Islam brothers, other examples of respecting and honoring their parents could be given by a great example, especially as we are in the month of Muharram al-Haram. And in this month, as you know, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, he sacrificed his life, and not just him, but his children also sacrificed their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They became martyrs. Sayyidina Ali Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, a great martyr, a person of his prime, of his youth, he left for the battlefield. Imagine how that father would have felt. But the reality is, Sayyidina Ali Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, when he gave his life like this, it was a way of pleasing his father. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of the father. And the displeasure of Allah azza wa jal lies in the displeasure of the father. So my dear Islam brothers, we should try to please our father. Always, and this is normally what we find is, the connection with the mother is a lot more connected. We're a lot more connected to our mother. But when he becomes the father, because the father is normally out working and he's earning and he's bringing, he gives us less time, we tend to avoid our father. Or we tend not to listen to him. When the father comes home especially, those are the times, my dear Islam brothers, these are the times of opportunity of serving our father and looking after our father. And also, my dear Islam brothers, we should try to be very helpful to our fathers. You will normally find that the father comes home and even after coming home he's washing his car, but the son is sitting at home and seeing his father washing his own car. We don't even have this mindset that even going and helping him, although these are opportunities for us to serve our parents. The father comes home, he takes off his shoes. You probably find that the father is cleaning his own shoes. Have you ever thought that this is something for us to gain Jannah through? This is something for us to do for serving our parents. These are just little things, my dear Islam brothers. You find that the father has to tell us the grass needs to be cut. The father has to tell us the house needs to be painted. And what you normally find, the mother of the house or the family member, the father comes and he starts to do these works of yourself. We are there in that same house, my dear Islam brothers. We should try to be sportive towards our family, in serving our family, in helping our family. What happens is, we normally go out and spend our time with our friends, but when it comes to serving our parents, we don't have time for them. When we come home, it's like we're coming and we're rushing, or the parents have asked us to do something, we want to quickly shoot out. We must quickly want to leave straight out of the house. My dear Islam brother, this should not be our way. This should not be our method. We should try to spend more time with our parents, with our father, with our mother. Spend time in doing the works of home. In another narration, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, obey your father is obeying Allah azza wa jal. And disobeying your father is disobeying Allah azza wa jal. Try to obey your father as much as possible. And avoid the disobedience of the father. Because this is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated in another place, Father is the middle door amongst the doors of Jannah. And if you want, you may lose it. And if you want, you may protect it. Subhanallah. The Father being the middle door of paradise. We want to earn Jannah today, my dear Islam brothers. What have we done for it? And such an easy way of achieving that is by serving our Father. It's our serving our Mother. And inshaAllah, through the serving of our parents, inshaAllah, we'll easily able to attain Jannah, inshaAllah. Regarding respecting the parents, and we talked about gaining Jannah. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah Azza wa Jal, who will be my companion in Jannah? Allah Azza wa Jal told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that he'll be so and so person in so and so place, be a butcher in so and so place. Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, when he visited this butcher, and that butcher took Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam to his house. Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, he got to the house of this butcher. Butcher made some food and presented to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Meanwhile, he had two baskets beside him. He would put a morsel in one basket and then another morsel in the other. Meanwhile, someone knocked on the door. The man got up and went. Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, he moved forward to look to see what was inside the baskets. He found two elderly parents in those baskets. And they looked at Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam and they smiled and they passed away. When the man returned, he looked inside the basket and found his parents had passed away. He turned to Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, it looks like you are the Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, how did you know? He said that my parents used to make this dua, this supplication, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give us death, seeing the vision of Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. And also, my parents would make this dua, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give my son the companionship of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in Jannah. Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to the man, congratulations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you my companion in Jannah. My dear Islam, look at the beautiful duration and how many madani pools, how many blessings we can gain from this regarding that this man, he gained the companionship of Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa salatu wa salam just because of the du'as of supplications of his parents. And to gain this type of supplications, look at how he would put one morsel into one basket and another morsel into the mouth of his other parents. And like this, my dear Islam brothers, serve the du'as, supplications of his parents, and also achieve the companionship of Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa salatu wasalam. To gain this type of blessings, try to spend your moments in serving your parents, in looking after them, in upbringing them, and serving them like they looked after us when we were young. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and the passion to look after our parents, especially at old age when it's difficult for them. So my dear Islam brothers, we were talking about respecting and honoring the parents and how important this is. And we should try to work towards this and earn our paradise through serving them, inshaAllah. And many ways we can do this. And if you want to know how to serve your parents, let me give you a very easy advice. And that is, when you see how your parents are with your grandparents, you will see that what the father goes through in serving his mother or his parents who are old, how he has such a concern regarding his mother. From there, you should able to learn that how we can also serve them. If the father is doing this, he's taking time out, he keeps them in his own house, then we should be also adopting these habits, how he treats them with such love, such passion, how he's always saying to bring this for your grandparents. We should try to do this also, inshallah. And inshallah, we learn from observing your parents, how they are serving their parents. And inshallah, if we continue to serve our parents in this way, also inshallah, our children, they will adopt this and they will see this. But if we today be disobedient towards our parents, you will find that our children tomorrow, they will be disobedient towards us. So try to spend your time in serving your parents. These silsilas will continue in these days of Muharram, insha'Allah, in which we'll be learning regarding respecting our parents and disobedient towards our parents, and how we can serve our parents, insha'Allah, and what are the causes of the children being disobedient towards their parents. Inshallah, keep on watching these silsilas on Madani channel in the month of Muharram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to respect and honor our parents for the sake of the blessed month of Muharram. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala sallam.
One who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has verily angered Allah. Angered Allah.